tough is the offense? We always hear the quarterbacks talk about how tough this offense is to learn. How is it for a running back?
It's really easy. I mean, this is my seventh year in the league, and it's all the same. It's just different terminology. I just got to get lock the scheme down and get used to my offensive line. But other than that, everything is really clicking for me, so I think it's easy for a running back.
You've dealt with some young quarterbacks in your career. Where do you rate that? Jay Cutler?
Jay Cutler, man, he's sound. He's showing me a lot of poise, you know what he's doing. Getting in and out of the huddle, putting the ball where it needs to be at. He's sound, very sound.
You feel comfortable out there yet?
Not yet, I don't. You know what I'm saying? It's my second day, though, so sure. I just got to get used to the offense and get used to the running scheme, the block it. I think in time I will.
Are they throwing a lot of action immediately, or are they kind of easing you into it?
They're easing us into it. You know, they install different stuff each day. This is our second day, so for the most part, so I'm picking up on everything. But I just, like I said, I got to get used to the blocking scheme because, you know, they block, you know, different from Tennessee. Actually, they block better, but I just got to get used to it.
How about this number 20? How'd you go about getting that from Mike Bell?
Oh, it was good. I got to put a little wager to him. You know, we worked it out. He went too fond of the number because he didn't have his number in college. I think he had number 11, so we worked out a deal, and it just he stopped me back a couple sacks.
Why is the number so important to guys?
I've been wearing the number since, you know, college. And I'm just, you know, it's just a part of me, you know what I'm saying? And I've been blessed to have it throughout my whole career. So, you know, I just wanted to have it when I got here.
Is it a luck thing at all?
I think so. It's a mind thing, you know what I'm saying? To me, anyway, I done had it for going on seven years. So, it's definitely a mind thing.
What have you already picked up from Bobby Turner?
Oh, man, I picked up so much from my mom. He done had a lot of great backs here. You know, TD, you know, of course. Clinton Portis, Mike Anderson, the list goes on, but he know what he's doing, and I think I can learn a lot from him. You know, he's not going to take, you know, an excuse for an ounce. He wants you to go out every day and compete to the highest level, and, you know, that's what I want as a back. You know, he's letting us know it's wide open, and that's how it should be. You know, even though they brought me in here, he's still making me compete, and I like that.
You feel like Mike Bell's a guy who can push you out there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Mike Bell, I mean, he's done well his first year and this year. He's doing good the first practice we had, but most definitely, we can push each other, I think. Most definitely.
What are you expecting from yourself this year? What goals have you set?
I really, I'm going to keep that on the low, but I always set my goals high. I'm looking to come in and make an immediate impact to this offense, to this team. And I know a lot of players and coaches, you know, I count on the same thing.
Given the way you left Tennessee after a very good year, is that motivating you?
Oh, it motivated me a lot, you know, considering what I had to go through at Tennessee, and then things didn't work out, I come here. It's a blessing. I'm glad to be a Bronco right now.
What do you like about this organization?
I mean, it's just first class, man. Teammates, I get along with everybody. I mean, everything is just, I mean, it's family oriented, and I like that.
How much does it help having Troy Smith, or Troy Fleming, I mean, around?
Oh, it helps out a lot because I play with him in college and at the Titans. So having him here, it makes it feel a little bit more comfortable, you know, new guys. I mean, I know Troy won. I played against him in college, but having Troy here has really helped out a lot.
I was going to say, you said you don't really know, you're still learning about what the blockers are doing up front, but you know exactly what he's doing, I'd imagine, just from playing with him for so long.
Oh, yeah, Troy. Oh, yeah, I know what Troy's doing. I played with him 2 years in college, and I played with him 2 years at Tennessee. So having him here is really a help.
Does having a chemistry with a fullback like that, you hear it with receiver, quarterback, and receiver, but does that help too? Because that fullback knows where to go.
Yes, it helps out. I think last year my fullback at Tennessee, we in camp training camp, we gained a chemistry. And that's what you need. You got to be on the same page. You got to know what he's gonna do, what kind of block he gonna do, and what kind of read I'm going to make, you know, for him. So it's really important to have this chemistry with your fullback, your tight end, and your offensive lineman. You know how they block, you know.